Alaska Natives are uniting in asking Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to put a stop to oil and gas development off Alaska's shores. A draft five-year offshore drilling plan crafted during the Bush administration includes environmentally sensitive areas in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas and in Bristol Bay. Many who live in affected areas are planning to speak directly to Salazar at a public meeting in Anchorage tomorrow. He visited Dillingham today. In Anchorage, representatives from Barrow, Nuiqsut, and other communities voiced their concerns today. Doreen Lampe, president of the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope, says there is little interest by the Minerals Management Service to heed Native concerns. She says an MMS offer to include a 25-mile buffer zone to protect bowhead whales during migration is inadequate.
A science-based approach to offshore oil and gas leasing should include a 25-mile deferral area on the Beaufort Sea as well, because they don't just come from Point Hope to Barrow and that's it. They go all the way to the Canadian side through the Beaufort Sea.
Rosemary Atamarok is a former mayor of Nuiqsut and an ICAS member. She says there is a lack of knowledge about the effects of industrial activity on the sea creatures that the Inupiat depend on for survival.
We feed our whole community all winter long with the food from the whale, and it's very important for our survival. There's very limited jobs in our village. There's a difficulty in obtaining jobs in the oil and gas development around us. We're still very low on the process of getting jobs. So it's really important to feed our families with the natural resources of the area, the caribou, the fish, and the whale, the seals. With these foods, we're able to survive in our environment. With other foods, they do not last in giving the energy or the heat that we need to live in the environment that we're living in.
North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta will also speak to Interior Secretary Salazar tomorrow, expressing his long-held belief that offshore development is a dangerous proposition to marine mammals and to the people who depend on them. Mayor Itta has said that until there is proven technology to clean up oil in broken ice conditions, then offshore development is too risky. Itta says tomorrow he will offer a new idea to Secretary Salazar.
Put real oil out there somewhere where there's ice and let's see what happens instead of just talk. I'm sure that environmentalists will get concerned about it too, but I don't see any other way to actually prove that they have the ability to clean up oil in ice-infested waters.
Itta says he visited Norway and observed testing that involved putting crude into the water to test methods for cleanup. Itta says the extreme distance from any marine support infrastructure is a major concern as interest in Arctic development ramps up.
If a ship gets crippled, where is it going to go? There's no deep water ports. There's, if there's a catastrophic accident, there's thousands and thousands of miles away is where all the help is going to come from.